Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
All right, everybody, ready to spin the chore wheel?
Yeah!
Wow, we haven't done this in a while.
I'm excited to spin the wheel and do the chores.
Okay, Peter, whatever you say.
It is a thing that I like.
Sure, Peter. Anyway, here we go.
Chore wheel! Chore wheel!
Chore wheel!
Chore wheel!
Okay, so I'm swabbing the deck. Peter, you're doing laundry. Megan, you're shearing Rachel's pet lamb. And Rachel, you're in the bucket thingy with the looky-loo.
Sounds good. Hands in. Peter, hands in.
Yes, here is my hand. I know what it does.
Okay, chores on three. One, two, three.
Chores!
Chores.
Peter, you're acting strange. Are you okay?
I agree, but I'm your friend and I am normal.
Peter, what are you not telling us?
Rachel, what is it? The bucket thingy and the looky-loo, they're gone!
Huh?
Peter, did you... Peter?
Where'd Peter go?
So funny.
Just think of the most weird things that you can never think of.
I put some jokes in there.
I hope you like it.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy.
Peter was supposed to say, and songs! Okay, so one of us should say it instead.
Okay, but who?
Should we just all feel it out?
Yeah, okay, we'll feel it out.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy.
And songs!
Ugh, we need to find Peter. But you know what? First, why don't we do a story?
Yeah!
Okay, listeners, have you ever had a chore or a job that just wasn't the right fit for you? Well, the main character in this first story sure has, and here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name is Benjamin. I'm 8 years old. I live in Massachusetts. This is my story, Banana Clown.
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas. It's so bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, bananas,
He loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas. Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, 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 bananas. He's going bananas, 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 bananas. He's serving bananas, 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 bananas. Let's all go bananas, 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 bananas.
Hold up, wait a minute. Listen to my plea. It's about a guy I worked with when I worked at Mickey D's with a really weird name. Sir Mr. Sir Banana Face Guy. But instead of flipping burgers, he let some nanners fry. He'd give out too many bananas and get the orders all wrong. And you can guess the Sir Banana did not work there for too long. Only one day. It's crazy. And here's the reason why. He's just too crazy about bananas. That Sir Banana Face Guy.
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas. It's so bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, bananas, he loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas, Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy.
That's a really good story, but I got a showstopper. I also worked with Sir Banana, but at the home of the Whopper, he was really insane. Sir Mr. Sir Banana Face Guy, he served bananas at people, and no one knew exactly why. He went bananas, 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 bananas. Serving bananas, 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 bananas. He worked for only one day. His act I did despise, he's just too crazy about bananas. That Sir Banana Face Guy.
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas. It's so bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy. Bananas, bananas, he loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas, Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy.
OMG, I can't believe. Does silly happen in threes? Cause with Sir Mr. Banana, I sold donuts at DD. It was him and me. Sir Mr. Sir Banana Face Guy. Oh yeah, we slinging those donuts, but he would make the customers cry. Cause he's slipping on banana peels, he'd leave all over the floor. And he'd only give banana flavor no matter what they asked for. Got fired after one day. It's true, this ain't a lie. He's just too crazy about bananas. That's Sir Banana Face Guy.
Bananas, 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 bananas. He's going bananas, 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 bananas. He's serving bananas, 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 bananas. Let's all go bananas, 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 bananas.
Excuse me, I'm a simple pencil sharpener worker just walking by, and I just overheard you fast food employees chit-chatting, and I have to say, this is quite the coincidence, because I too know this Sir Mr. Sir. Let me just break it down for you one time. This is amazing, is this a convention? Bringing Sir Mr. from a job at a bench, and I had the same deal, on my word, this is real, cause he worked with me at a pencil company, sharpening pencils for a nominal fee, but he stuffed his bananas where they shouldn't be, in the holes made for pencils, changing their shape. And they look like bananas, which we couldn't take. Did he get fired? Of course he did. After only one day. What's up with this kid?
Ahem, ahem. Hello, it's me, the famous Sir, Mr. Sir, Banana Face Guy. And no, I was not bad at working. I just did not have the eye for those jobs. But now I have the best job, and it's great. You see, I'm working for the circus. And what a lucky day. When that man walked by and hired me, right out of the blue. Now I'm happy as a banana, and I party like one too. I go bananas, 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 bananas. Let's all go bananas, 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 bananas.
Bananas, bananas, always bananas, bananas.
Love those bananas.
Bananas, bananas, with Mr. Banana Face Guy.
Let's go bananas.
Bananas, bananas.
For real, everyone.
He loves bananas, bananas. He's so bananas, bananas.
Go bananas.
Sir Mr. Banana Face Guy.
That's me. This is my song. They're singing it about me, but I'm also singing it. This is fun. This is great. Everyone sit down. Let's keep singing.
Wonderful.
So good.
Wait, did you hear that?
Hear what?
There it is again.
It sounds like someone running around the ship stealing things.
What? Is it Peter? Peter! Peter, is this a prank? What's going on?
Peter, this isn't funny.
Haha, that is funny.
Peter, where did you come from?
And where have you been?
I never left. I was standing right here, standing, laughing, making memories with my friends.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I would.
Story pirates, help!
Rolo, What's wrong?
The wheel is gone.
What?
The wheel that steers the ship. It's gone. I went to check on it because, you know, every day I go to say hello to the wheel to see how it is doing. And today the wheel was gone.
Huh. That is a spicy meatball.
Peter, what?
Peter, did you do this?
No, not me.
Well, we should check to see if anything else is missing.
Story Pirates!
Siegfried!
My precious axe! Snowdung! She's gone!
What?
Oh, my goodness, this is terrible.
Who will I tell my secrets to if not Snowdung? Who will take care of me when I'm sick if not Snowdung? Who will help me chop wood if not Snowdung? Peter, why do you look so suspicious?
Not me.
Did you take Snowdung?
Hold it back! Siegfried, jumping up and down, waving your arms around wildly, and screaming in Peter's face is not the way to solve this.
Lee! All of your kefir is gone!
Peter! What have you done? We know it's you! Tell us everything!
Not me. Never me.
Okay, something is seriously up with Peter. Maybe we should be concerned.
I did not steal the things.
Peter, if you did steal the things, we're not mad. Just tell us where everything is.
Yeah, we'll just grab our stuff and move on.
Nope, no.
Well, maybe we can entice you with some snacks?
No, thanks. I have too much work to do.
That's not Peter! That's an imposter!
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
You're not Peter. Peter would never turn down snacks. Who are you?
He's getting away!
My mustache is gone! He took it with him!
Come on, let's follow him!
Wait! Clearly, whomever Peter really is doesn't want us asking too many questions. Why don't we just give him some space so we can silently follow him around and see what he's up to? Great idea. Come on, let's go!
There he is! What's he grabbing?
Hey! Those are all my spears!
He's taking my soup!
He's moving! Follow him! Whoa, he's grabbing all my tools! And all the wood I have stored up in case I need to build a catwalk!
What is he doing with all this stuff? Ooh, he's putting everything into a big bag and lugging it somewhere! Let's follow him!
He's going into the science lab! He's building something? Hey, wait a second. That's my whole deal. He's stealing my personality.
He's stealing more than your personality. He's got practically everything from the ship. Look.
Whoa. Everything's here. The bucket thingy, the looky-loo.
The wheel.
My book of monologues. My hair curlers. My soldering iron.
Snotung. Give me Snotung.
Siegfried, no!
Give me my axe back, Peter!
We need to stay calm.
Too late.
What are you doing with my monologues?
Where did you take my kefir?
Why are you stealing my whole deal? Peter, answer all our questions now.
Come on, Peter. What's going on?
What's happening?
No, I will sleep now. Oh.
Peter, he fainted. We have to help him.
Wait. Don't move.
What?
This is going to sound really gross. But there's something crawling out of Peter's ear!
Oh, that does sound really gross. What is it?
Oh, no. Oh, no!
Lee, what?
Okay, you know how a little alien that looked like a loofah got onto the ship a while ago?
Sort of. I don't think we were there when you recorded that plot twist.
Okay, well, a little alien from outer space got onto the ship a while back and, well, I think he's been living inside Peter's head and controlling him and getting him to build something for it.
Look, it's growing. It's turning into a...
See, look.
A loofah.
It ran away.
What happened? Where was I? Snacks!
Peter, you're okay.
Was I asleep? I have no idea how I got here. I am hungry. Like I haven't had a snack in over, like, 20 minutes.
Here, eat these.
Peter, we have a lot to catch you up on, but first, you should know there's an alien loose on the ship.
Huh?
Yeah, it was living in your head and making you build some sort of contraption, see? Wait a second. I know what this is.
You do?
Yeah, this is a propulsion system.
A what?
That's a kind of engine used in spaceships. Oh, no. You mean to say that the alien was trying to adapt our ship into a spaceship to take us...
to space?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Peter. You ruined my dramatic moment.
Wait, so yes to space?
Yes. To space!
Called it.
Oh!
Of a pretty wild cliffhanger, huh?
Yeah! Should we do another story to pass the time?
Yeah!
Okay, well, stop the alarm first. That's gonna be really annoying while we do the story.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Listeners, this next story is kind of special because the original story sent in to us by the author is just two sentences. And before you hear our adaptation, I want to read those two sentences to you. Here they are. Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school. That's it! That's the whole story! Well, we kind of ran with it, though. Here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Alex. I'm 6 years old, and I live in California. This is my story. It's called Cats Sit on You.
Hey, get in here.
Okay. Hey, where are we?
Hey, did you hear?
Hear what?
Cats sit on you.
They sit on whom?
They sit on you.
Oh!
And sometimes they take over the school.
Wait, what?
Cats sit on you.
Okay.
And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, what?
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have a lot of follow-up questions. No, you can't just sing at me and do a slinky dance like you're doing right now and expect me to understand. Where do the cats come from? What do they want with the school? How do we stop it? Is it a good thing? What exactly are you telling me?
I'm telling you everything you need to know. Just listen close and let me explain. That cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, this is exactly what I'm saying doesn't work. You just repeating the same thing over and over again, and I need more information.
I think you know more than you think you know. Like, what do they do?
Sit.
And who do they sit on?
You.
And what do they take over?
The school.
How often do they do it?
Sometimes. Okay, I'm getting it.
Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, I still don't totally understand.
What are they?
Cats.
And where do they come from?
Actually, I don't think you told me
and
the nature of.
And what do they do?
Sit. Yes, I know this one.
Yes. And now you're getting it.
Am I getting it?
Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Hey, should we see what's on the television?
I guess.
I'm turning on the television.
We interrupt your morning report with this breaking news, and that news is that cats sit on you. Sometimes they take over the school.
Hey, they're talking about the cats on TV.
Of course they are.
Let's go live to Chuck in the field.
Hi there, I'm outside the local elementary school where cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school. Here to comment is a student.
So yeah, basically, cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Cats sit on you,
and sometimes they take over the school.
Fascinating. Let's take a look inside the school, shall we? I'm just opening the door to the school, and
there are cats everywhere! They're sitting on me, and they're clearly in charge!
Yikes! Poor guy! Back to you in the studio!
You see?
See what?
It's clear as day. Cats sit on
okay,
you.
I,
and
I
sometimes
enough.
They die! Fly down the hole in the
floor. Finally, she's gone. Now I can take this mask off and reveal my true self. My true self is a cat. Meow, 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 meow. The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you up to?
I'm in kindergarten right now.
Okay.
And my teacher's Miss Nanziata, and I have a lot of great friends.
Oh, good. So you like kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
What's good about kindergarten?
On Monday, we're going to have some little chicks.
No.
We have some eggs in an incubator. And on Monday, the chicks are hatching. But I heard that after they're done pecking, they're so tired that they just fall asleep.
Oh, so they have to peck to get out of their shells?
It's going to be really tiring for them because it has to do all this stuff. It's really hard.
So then they're just going to fall right asleep.
Yeah, they're like... That's how I snore at night.
Are you a big snorer?
I am. But if you ask my dad, he's huge. He keeps me up till like 11.
No. Alex, I'm really excited about your story.
I love cats.
You do love cats?
I really love cats. And like sometimes my cat... It's on me.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't get up for like 20 minutes. But you know who gets the longest time with a cat on their lap?
Who?
My dad. Or my brother gets his head sniffed by Sandra, and it's hilarious!
He's like, no, don't sniff me!
Yeah, like that.
So, one of your cats is named Sandra?
Yeah, and the other's named Elena. And my friend is named Elena.
Just like your cat?
Yeah. I did not expect someone named Elena to be in my class. And I'm like, wow, two Elenas that I know? That is crazy.
Your life sounds wild.
I know.
So, Alex, the first part of your story we've covered, which is cats sit on you. But the second part of your story is also very interesting. What is going on? Why are the cats taking over the school?
Because my parents make this silly joke where they say, how about the cat drive you to school? And then I just wrote the story because I thought that weird joke could probably make good for a story for Story Pirates.
Got it.
And I thought the cats would, like, fire the teachers. And then the kids would get to eat candy all day. It would be so funny.
Cats would maybe not be the ideal teacher at a school.
They would. They would just be like, meow, please open your cat textbooks and open up your claws and rip the pages off.
And then they'd be like, excuse me, can I sit on you?
And then they would not let you move, not one bit.
Oh, man. This is chaos. This is madness.
This is weird. I do not know why they're just doing this.
So at cat school, when the teachers are the cats and they say, open your cat textbooks, what are they teaching?
They're teaching stay away from humans pulling your tails. Scratch every human that pulls your tails before you look. And sniff out my little brother's head.
Then millions of people and cats would just go sniff your little brother's head.
Yeah.
Alex, it has been so fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us perform your story.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Benjamin and Alex. Before we go, here's today's Story Spark. It's a repeat of the last 2 weeks' Story Spark because we have a very special project in the works, and we need more made-up holidays. So kids, write us a story from your imagination about a brand new, made-up, never-before-celebrated holiday. Tell us what the holiday is, who celebrates it, why they celebrate it, and what there is to do on this new day. And remember, these holidays should be as silly and weird and hilarious as possible. Anything goes. Grown-ups can send in stories to storypirates.com. See you next week.
Bye!
Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero and M.R. Daniel. Produced for Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Andrew Miller. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. This episode features performances by Ryan Kober, Joseph Limus, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Monique Moses, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Justin Phillips, Rachel Robertson, Peter Russo, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Banana Clown was written by Monique Moses and produced by Brendan O'Grady, with vocal direction by Jack Mitchell. Cat Sit On You was written by Rachel Winitsky and arranged by Jack Mitchell. Secret Agent 23 Skidoo was recorded by Spencer Williams at Cedar Song Sound.
Okay, here we go. On the count of three. One, two, three, go.
Cats sit on you. Sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.